Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every Sunday morning with the aim of fixing our attention upon the Lord as people of the church before we gather together as the church. And this morning, I want to look at Psalm 50. And even as you're making your way to church this morning, or maybe you're getting ready, can I just ask for us to pause and reflect upon the imagery, this powerful imagery that comes from Psalm 50. In verse 1, it says this, the mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. So he speaks and summons the entire earth. What an incredible picture that is. And that one opening verse reminds us this morning that God is not a silent or distant God, that he is a righteous, sovereign judge who sees and knows everything. But later in this psalm, something kind of unexpected happens. He turns and kind of rebukes his own people, not for failing to bring sacrifices, but rather for thinking that going through those rituals was enough, or that going through those rituals was honoring to him. Verse 7 says this, hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, no. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all the moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. And God's not looking, as this section of Psalm 50 says, he's not looking for empty religion or going through the motions. He already owns everything, knows everything, but what he's truly desiring from you and I this morning and each day is a heart of sincere worship and sincere adoration. And then verse 14 and 15 come in kind of with a gentle shift in this psalm. It says this in verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. What a picture that is, that the God who owns it all, who knows it all, who is sovereign over all things, invites you and I to call upon him when we're in trouble, and to trust that he will hear us and respond. So this morning, know this, that he wants your heart, your gratitude, more than your habits. And so even as we're coming to church this morning, kind of a very ritualistic thing that happens every Sunday morning, can I encourage you to not just go through the motions, don't just go through the ritual, but come this morning with your heart and your mind set solely upon the Lord, desiring to see him move and knowing and trusting that he hears us and will respond. So Lord, we thank you this morning for every good thing you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would increase within each of us listening this morning and gathering as the church, increase within us gratitude this morning. Lord, thank you even for the breath in our lungs, a heart that is beating. And Lord, thank you for every good gift that comes from you. Most importantly, Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus, who came to die on the cross, forgive us of our sins, and to restore us into a right relationship with you. So this morning, remind us, God, that you're not after or even satisfied with empty rituals, but you desire hearts that are full of gratitude and adoration. Lord, we trust and know and are confident that you will meet with us this morning, meet with us today, and I pray that you'd give us a heart to worship you genuinely and passionately, to call upon you and know that you will hear us and know that you will respond. And so, Lord, would you be glorified today? Would you be honored in our praise as the church, Lord? We love you. Pray this in Jesus' holy, sovereign name. Amen.